Paul's writing to the Romans. And out of the 8th chapter, I'll read verses 28 through 32. In the 8th chapter of Paul's writing to the Romans, we'll find these words. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Supporting scripture this morning, 124th Psalm that you've already heard in your hearing this morning. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. And also 23 and 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If we are to use a thought or a subject this morning, we like to speak from the thought, I'm glad I got the Lord on my side. I'm glad I got the Lord on my side. For truly I cannot forget what the Lord has done for me. It was God that created me from the dust of the ground. It was God that allowed his only begotten Son to die for my shameless sins. It was God that took the sting out of death and has gone and prepared a place for me that when I leave this world, I got another building eternal in the heavens. It was God that made the provisions that I can have faith that there is a better day of coming. I'm a believer this morning that God will come to your rescue. I'm a believer that God is yet still on our side. And that's what I want to share with you this morning, that I'm glad that I got the Lord on my side. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes in our lives, we tend to take life, our blessings, even God himself, we take it for granted. We are so accustomed to waking up in the morning and going about on our daily journey and doing the things that we feel like we are big and bad enough to do. And many times in our lives, as we go throughout our life, we do some right and we do some wrong. But we serve a God that regardless to whatever it is that you've done in your life, he always watches over us. He always listens and waits on us to say, Lord, I need you to come back into my life. God watches everything that we do. So a lot of times when we feel like that we are getting by, we must understand that there is no secret hidden from God. Many times we even take it lightly when we come to the house of God. We sometimes act like God owes us something. Sometimes we act like we're doing God a favor because I got to go to church this morning. And when I get there, I'm going to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. But so many times we fail to tarry and wait on God. Somebody said that he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Now, we say that, but there's somebody that has been waiting on God that have gotten impatient have began to question, have began to wonder and waver, and have even begun to a place where you might even scratch in your head in despair and wants to throw your hands up. But don't you know that you got to hold on to God? You got to hold on to the fact that if God said that if you ask anything in his name, that he shall give it unto you. So God is always true to his promise. God will do just what he said that he would do. He is a merciful God, and he's merciful unto us. And I don't know about you, but it's just a joy this morning to be yet counted amongst the living. We're here in the house of God one more time. And I thank God for how the Lord blessed Sharon this morning to share with us that the Lord have allowed us. See, we didn't have anything to do with it. God allowed us to come together one more time. And after coming together, we ought not just want to be together. We ought to get something out of getting together. We ought to fend off of one another's strength. We ought to fend off of the love that we have for God and the love that we're supposed to have for one another. God is blessing us despite the things that you might be going through in your life. And we ought to be glad that we're able to lift up holy hands unto the Lord. It is a blessing this morning to be able to know that I still feel the presence of God's Spirit. As a body of believers this morning, we are going to baptize some of our people this morning. And our brothers and sisters into the newness of life as they proclaim Jesus as Lord of Lords. And we, the people of God, we, the members of Fowl's Chapel, we should be overjoyed this morning. For these three persons that sit here this morning waiting on the Lord to just shower them as we baptize them in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ought to be glad about the fact that we ought to be opening up our hearts and have a welcoming spirit and letting the love of God shine from within us to let them know that they are a part of our family. We should count it all joy for this day to praise such a mighty God, a God that just keeps on doing great things for us. Anybody know God is doing a great thing in your life? During the revival this week, I was reminded that in order to press forward and to go to higher heights, that I've got to boldly tell the devil to get behind me. While I allow the Lord to fight my battles. Because sometimes I know you might not understand my walk with God. But sometimes I just got to do what I got to do. And we must develop a deaf ear to the tricks of the devil. When the devil twists things up and turns things around, we got to learn how to have a deaf ear. We got to stop getting caught up in the he say, she say mess. See, a whole lot of he say, she say will mess you up. But what we got to understand is that if God said it, then everything is going to work out all right. We got to set aside our petty indifferences and be about our Father's business. Just because we may not like the same color suit, that don't mean that we don't love God. Just because you read the Word of God and you may get one interpretation and I read it and I may get another interpretation, don't get mad at one another. But the Bible said we need to learn how to sit down and reason with one another. So that maybe you can give me some insight and I can give you some insight. And somewhere where we are out here, some kind of way, we got to come together. Too many of God's people are separated by petty indifferences. Too many of us are missing our blessing. We are missing the mark because we are still worried about yesterday. We are still concerned about what he said or what she said. But what did God say? God said, come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You got to trust what God says. When God said it, that's some good news. When God said it, somebody said, you can take that to the bank because it's worth cashing. You know that when God says something, he is true to his word. Our problem is this morning is that we won't face the fact that it's not all about us. Some of us feel like we're too important. You got to understand that it's not about you. If you decide never to come to church no more, there's going to still be a choir singing. If I decide never to preach another sermon, there's still going to be a preacher in the pulpit preaching the gospel. If you decide you don't never want to pay another dime in the church, God got somebody out there that's going to supply the resources to do what needs to be done in the house. We need to stop getting bent all out of shape talking about what I done. What you did was your obligation. Because when God has blessed you, then you ought to want to be a blessing. Think about it. We poor folk, we never had much, but all that we got, we know that it came from the Lord. Ain't anybody glad that they got Jesus this morning? Oh, glory. Sometimes we think that what I contribute to the cause of Christ, it makes it worthwhile, and it is a help. But if you don't contribute, whether it's financially or whether it's your service, because we are all just servants of the Most High God. Sometimes preachers, pastors, overseers, leaders get the big head, and they get a dictator spirit. Like you got to do what I say do. No, you don't have to do what I say do. But if I point something out of the Bible that God said that we ought to do, then you ought to consider doing what God said do. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a servant for the Most High God. And you might not like the way I said it. You might not like what I say. But if it's the word of God and you know the word of God. See, we got a whole lot of folk pulling things apart. They don't know no more about God's word and the work of God than a man in the moon. Got your own personal agenda, got your own way of doing things, and it's all right to have your own way. We are different. We live in a very diverse society where now we have all types of nationalities of people. Right here at Fowles Chapel, and I heard the young people that as they stood and they were glad to be here with y'all. No, brothers, y'all not with y'all, y'all with us. Whether you're black, whether you're white, whatever color you are, we all got the same blood. And as soon as we realize that we got to stop separating ourselves. It's all right for black and white to serve God together. It's all right for other nationalities. If I could speak Spanish, I'd go down on the corner. They may have some fire down there that'll help me along the way. See, some of us, we've been here so long, we think that we got everything under control and it's all about us. I'll go to church if I want to go to church, and I won't go when I don't feel like going. But don't you know something? God got some witnesses this morning. That's why we're taking our babies and molding them and instilling them the power of the Almighty God. Glory. See, I just come out of revival. I'm already hot. No need of going backwards now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We found out this morning, those of you that came to Sunday school, that King Solomon shared with us that God is the master planner. For everything that happens, whatever it is, there is a purpose. There's a reason, there's a plan as to why these things come to pass. And the Bible teaches us to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. I believe that it's time that we trust God with undying faith and do more walking by faith and sincerely praying to God that his will be done. And we got to stop putting limitations on God. The Bible said that with men, some things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So regardless to the fact that your mind may not be able to comprehend the greatness of God, the awesome power of God, how God can take nothing and make something out of it, how God can take a wrecked wretch like me and make something out of my life, God can take the littlest thing and make it great big. So we got to stop limiting God. God has unlimited possibilities. God can do the thing that man never even conceived in his mind. If you want to feel a close walk with God, then you got to open up enough and allow the Spirit of the Lord to rest in your hearts. And as God speaks and ministers to your heart, then you can be like David and declare with much conviction that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In other words, I'm glad that the Lord is on my side. David realized that he had been through so many things in his life, but he experienced trusting God to provide for tomorrow. David realized that the Lord was his shepherd, and the shepherd takes care of the needs of the sheep. I'm glad that the Lord's my shepherd this morning. I'm glad that I know God for myself this morning. And when we say that the Lord is our shepherd, then what we are saying is you got to open up yourself to the point where you have a personal encounter with God. You can't go on the fact of what the preacher said or what mom and them been talking about. You got to know for yourself that God is your shepherd. We got to let our young folk know that they can talk, they can call on God even at an early age. And God will hear their humble cry. For the Lord is their shepherd. And they don't have to want for anything that they need because God said, I shall supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. I'm glad to know this morning that God will do just what he said that he do. But I like where David had went through so much. That he come back and he shared with the people of God, if it had not been, glory, hallelujah, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, don't you know the devil don't like the fact that you love God, but if you know that you got the Lord on your side. The Bible say when they swallowed us up quick and their wrath was kindled up against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us and the stream had gone over our soul. The proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who have not given us as a prey to their teeth, but our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. And I'm glad this morning to know that the Lord is on my side. And I'm thankful to Almighty God, because God delivered us a long time ago. And I'm glad that when David wrote this particular psalm, he realized that there were many travelers coming through the land. So this was a song of praise to the travelers. Because when you're traveling along the dangerous highway, when you're going from one place unto another, sometimes you don't know what you're going to run up against. But if you know that the Lord is on your side, if you know that the Lord is your shepherd this morning, then you know that God will make everything all right. I found out this morning that God is on our side. God want to help us along the way. And somebody may ask the question, does God care? Somebody in the house this morning been going through many trials and tribulations, but I stopped by to let you know this morning that if you love God, that God will be on your side. We are confident in knowing that God will take the hurt out of our life. There are people of God this morning that are hurting down on the inside, but I stopped by to let you know that if you love the power of God, if you love God as your personal Savior, then Paul says here in the Word of God, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I found out one day that everybody wasn't going to love me, but I was called by the Almighty God. I found out one day that if I allow the Lord to use me, that I was called by God, I was justified by God, I was glorified by God. And the Bible tells me this morning, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm not worried about who talks about me. I'm not worried about who called me out of my name. For I found out a long time ago that I am that I am. The Lord thy God that sits high and looks down low, he's here this morning, and he's doing a great work in Fowl's Chapel. But I want somebody to know that you got to trust the power of God. For God spared not his only son, but he delivered him up for us all. How should we not with him also freely give him all things? I'm glad that God is on our side. When God is on our side, we got another chance. I'm glad this morning that I got the Lord, and the Lord is on my side. I don't care what men try to do, but the Bible tells me this morning that those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall faint and get back up. I found out that I got the Lord on my side. But if the Lord wasn't on my side this morning, then I'd throw my hands up in despair. If God wasn't on my side, I'd be sitting somewhere whirling in a corner, worried about how I'm going to make it. Because I got God, I tell the devil, get thee behind me, Satan. I don't want to hear what you got to say, because I got my mind made up to serve God. And I'm going on to heaven to see God anyhow. John, I told the Lord, if you go with me, I'll open up my mouth. I'll say what you want me to say. And I'm glad that the Lord is on my side. Because God told me that I was in his hand. And as long as I'm in his hand, no man can pluck me out. You can do what you want to do. But I got a helmet of salvation. I got a sword of the word of God. And I'm going to fight my battle this morning. But I don't have to fight by myself. Because I found out that the battle is not mine. It belongs to the Lord. So I'm glad that the Lord's on my side. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Somebody in the house this morning, know that you got God on your side. You're tired of being lied on. You're tired of being talked about. You're tired of being pulled apart. But you know that you got the Lord on your side. When you opened up your eyes this morning, God was right there by your bed. Got you out the bed, put strength in your body, put your clothes on, came on down to the house. And when you got in the house, God was already here. His spirit is in the house this morning. I can feel the spirit of God moving down in my heart. I love the Lord with all my heart. And I'm glad that he's on my side. When my enemy rise up against me, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. When the doors are closed in my face, I'm going to call the name of the Lord. Can anybody here help me call Jesus? Do you need the Lord? Are you glad that God's on your side? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Oh God, oh God, oh God, I'm glad that the Lord is on my side. For if it had not been for my God that was on my side, then when I lay down to die, I'd be dead, never to live again. And I'd be on my way to hell. But because I got God on my side, I'm not worried about dying. Because death has no power. Actually, when I die, I'm going to welcome it in. Because it's going to open up the passageway to a better life. Won't have to cry no more. Won't have to worry about pills no more. Won't have to worry about criticism no more. Persecution or heartache no more. But I'll hear my Lord say, come on in the house, sit down at the welcome table. And I want to let you know that a long time ago, when I was on Calvary, I had you on my mind. And I realized that one day you were going to need me. And I want you to know this morning that I'm on your side. And if you love me, Just be of good cheer, because I got a purpose for your life. I got all things. There's a time for all things. And now it's a good time to praise the Lord thy God. I'm glad this morning that I got the Lord on my side. Anybody feel like I feel? Anybody know you got God on your side? Anybody know God done delivered you? God done healed you? God done picked you up? God done changed your mind? God done cleansed you? God done made everything all right? And because of what God has done, I cannot help but tell the Lord thank you. Somebody ought to tell him thank you. Somebody ought to let go and tell the Lord thank you. I'm glad that you're on my side. I'm glad that I don't have to lay down by myself. But God will be right there with you. It's a good thing to know God for yourself. And all I want you to know this morning is that while you're going through, remember that the Lord is your shepherd. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, then the enemy would have grabbed me. The enemy would have kept me. But don't you know, I found out how to take my life back from the enemy. I took back everything the devil tried to take away. And I opened up my door. And I told the devil where to get off at. And I kicked the devil out my door. And now that the devil is gone, the devil is mad at me. First he attacked my body. Then he attacked my eyeglasses. Then he attacked my car. But I'm not worried about it. Because I still got joy. I still got Jesus. And I'm going to smile. I'm going to preach. I'm going to shout. I'm going to let the Lord know that I'm glad that you're on my side. Don't let the devil fool you. God has all power. Don't give up your joy because of temporary circumstances. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. See, I got Jesus, so I got joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Broke, but I got joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's when you got the Lord on your side. Then when you don't have material things, when you don't have material possessions, if you are one that'll be able to say that as long as I got Jesus, anybody in here done grew that much, that as long as you got the Lord, then you're all right. You're not worried about those other things. Because Jesus said, and I'm finished, that if you seek him out first, just seek me out, my righteousness, and then all the other things, that list of wants you got, Jesus will just start giving them to you. And you can check them off. Because David said that he shall give you, glory, the desires of your heart. So that's why I don't let the devil get me down. Punch me if you want to. I'm going to suck up my gut and get my breath back and stand with my head high, looking up to the hills, knowing that my help comes from the Lord. Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, I told you that sometimes folk don't understand your walk. They don't understand my walk. And I ain't here trying to satisfy nobody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to praise him like I know how to praise him. Because he's been too good to me. He's been too good to me. Sit down. And act like he hadn't done nothing for you. Glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is able this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is able this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am so glad this morning that the Lord is on our side. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Something about Jesus. Something about the love of God. Something about surrendering yourself to God. Hallelujah. David said a whole lot. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be this morning? Shall we stand? Hallelujah, Jesus.